Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artists, the evening edition, Wednesday, October 27th, 2010. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen, along with my co-host Mike Reynolds. Mike, how are you?
Doing great tonight, Terry. We got the man on the keyboard tonight.
From across the pond. Yes,
right.
Yes, from across the pond. That's right. We also would like to welcome a very special fan co-host, Miss Michelle, a.k.a. Jazz Crazy from Twitter. Michelle, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, Terry and Mike. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Oh, I love Jonathan's music, and I'm happy to be a part of this broadcast.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And welcome to the chat room, Bonnie Fan Carol and guest 7246. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com, click on the TSJ Radio Show page, and then the Play Chat button underneath the Jonathan Fritzson Show. You can also call in and speak with Jonathan if you like on 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. We are very, very excited to have Jonathan on. He is the first Swedish pianist to release a smooth jazz CD. Keyboardist Jonathan Fritzson made his U.S. debut at the Clearwater Jazz holiday event on October 17th, and we welcome him back to Talking Smooth Jazz with a brand new CD, Diamonds. Jonathan Fritzson, welcome back to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello, Terry. How's it going?
It is going great. Oh, my God. We are so excited to have you in the States. Finally.
Oh, it's great to be here. It's fabulous. I had such a great time down in Clearwater. Let me see, it was about 1.5 weeks ago, and as you said, it was my first time performing in the States, and I was really excited about it because the audience, they were just so, you know, relaxed and good feel. I had a good time, and it was and just to be able to do like an outdoor show. You know, I'm coming from the northern parts of Europe, and, you know, it's freezing in October, so just to be able to play outside was a lot of fun.
Oh, all right. So you were received very well then by the crowd.
It was, you know, wonderful. After the show, I mean, people were standing in line just to meet me, you know, sign CDs for almost an hour, and that means a lot when people, you know, come up after the show and just, you know, just tell them how much they liked it and that my music affects them in a positive way. And that makes me really happy and drives me to continue to do what I do.
All right. Well, we have a phone call. This may be the call we were expecting. Area code 626. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, it's Jesse. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous, absolutely fabulous.
Oh, my gosh. It was
Hi,
so
Jesse.
Nice. Hi.
I'm sorry. I just want to introduce you. This is Jesse J, everyone. Welcome to the show, Jesse.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on. And we just wanted to talk to you for a little bit about your collaboration with Jonathan on his new CD, Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
The song that you do on here, Fly Away, I love this song. So, Jonathan or Jesse, how did you guys hook up?
Well, I've been a fan of Jesse's playing. I think she's just a phenomenal sax player. And I wrote that song, Fly Away, and I could really hear Jesse's style of playing in my head when I wrote that. You know, not just like a sax melody, but I really heard Jesse, and, you know, when I asked her to do it, and she said yes, and, you know, after she played, it was, she did such an amazing job. Thank you, Jesse.
Thanks, Jonathan. It's a beautiful song, and we actually met through our mutual friend, Darren Ron, who's a great, fabulous producer. Uh-huh. He produced Jonathan's album, and I met him at the Canadian Smooth Jazz Awards this year, and Jonathan, you first were like, hey, do you want to play on the song? And I said, I would love to. And then Darren Ron, you know, furthered it a little bit along. And it was awesome getting a chance to meet you in person, though, face-to-face.
Yeah, that was funny because we did this all over the Internet and, you know, had contact for about half a year. And we actually finally just met, 1.5 weeks ago at the Clearwater Jazz Holiday where Jesse performed and I performed there as well. So it was great meeting you. Had a great time.
Wow. It was
good.
That is amazing.
It was so funny because
guys...
after this... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it was so funny because after the show, a lot of the musicians were starving. And, of course, nothing was open, but Jonathan saved me a slice of pizza.
Yeah, I was sitting there in my room and I ordered lots of pizza, and Jesse was hungry, so I got a slice for her, so she survived.
We were having fun. There was a lot of people there, Eric Darius, Norman Brown, and everyone was just hanging out, and we were all really excited to meet Jonathan because I'd been hearing great things about him, and a few days before I met him in person, I saw his review in Jazz Times, and I was like, whoa, this is a wonderful review. So I emailed him, like, you have to check this out when you get here.
Yeah, that was great.
Now, did you guys
perform
Fly Away?
No, we didn't. We didn't get a chance to do that, unfortunately, this time, but hopefully sometime in the future we'll get to play together live as well.
Yeah, I really wanted to perform. Unfortunately, my show was on Friday, and Jonathan's show was on Sunday, so we were a few days apart. But I'm just so excited. I was actually talking to Eric Garius a few days ago, and we were just really impressed with Jonathan because not only is his music amazing, but the way he carries himself as an artist, he's just a very genuine person. So I could feel that in him, and he was there hanging out. And I don't know, I felt really honored to be part of your project. So thanks for asking me, and congratulations on all your success.
Oh, thank you. And you too, Jesse. And hope to work with you soon again, for sure.
Definitely will. I need to do that.
Jesse, I was going to say, thank you for calling in because we know that you have a private event tonight that you're doing. So we want to thank you for calling in. And hopefully we can get you on Talk Smooth Jazz for your interview and everything.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yes, yes. So we have to keep in contact. And I know you're a Twitter buff, so I know you're on there all the time. So
that's how you would call in.
Yes.
You guys are tweeting me the info.
You missed a great concert, by the way, with Jesse. She was with Norman Brown, and oh my goodness, they did their thing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed your show. So now what we need to do is get you and Jonathan on a cruise, you know, and that would really make us all happy.
Yeah, a lot of fun, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait.
I'm down.
All right. Well, thank you, Jesse, for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Jonathan, buena suerte. Good luck with everything, and I look forward to keeping in touch with you and watching your career grow throughout the years.
You too, Jesse. Good luck with everything, and have a good show tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was saxophonist Jesse J. We invited her to call in because she is playing on Jonathan's new CD, Diamonds. The name of the song she's playing on is Fly Away. And I'm going to get to some music in just a minute, but I'm going to let Michelle ask her question first.
Oh, okay. I want to know what inspires your music, Jonathan. You know, when you sit down at the piano, you know, what most invigorates your music or motivates you to write what you write?
You know, it's really different. I sit down a lot and just, you know, write whenever I get the chance, whenever I feel like it. But usually when I start a new project, it's actually after coming home from either a tour or a trip. You know, I'll be gone somewhere. I think when I started writing Diamonds, I just got back from a tour in Asia. And obviously being there for a few weeks, coming home with a lot of new experience and, you know, just different thoughts of things, it kind of inspires you to write because it changed, you somehow changed as a person during those few weeks with all the new impressions. And somehow that, you know, goes through your body and comes out through your fingers somehow. And so I always, actually, when I get back from the States, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to get in the studio. I'm going to take the key. I'm going to throw it out of there so nobody can reach me for a few weeks and just write. And you know, just coming back with a lot of new impressions, that really inspires me to, you know, write music.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Because okay. I'm wondering, what
all
is
right.
your favorite song?
What my favorite song is from the album? Well, good question. My favorite song is, it's called Undercover. It's number 5 on the album.
Okay.
I like the entire album, but my favorite is number 9, Melting. Oh, I love that one.
Oh, that was
love
a lot of
that
fun
one.
To do.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Okay.
And I'm always intrigued by the titles.
Yes.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Always intrigued by the titles. I don't know how musicians, you know, come up, you know, with the titles, the instrumentalist.
Well, it's kind of like, at least for me, obviously since the songs don't have lyrics, you don't have the lyrics to kind of point you in which direction the title should have. But I just try to go for something, you know, after I write the song, some word or something which kind of somehow is in the realm of what the music, I mean, if it's a ballad, I'll have a more softer title. If it's a more up-tempo song, it will be something, you know, with a little more edge to it. So that you just kind of go with what you feel like right then. I mean, it's that's kind of what works for me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, diamonds okay. are a girl's best friend, so you got that one perfect.
Got it down.
Yeah,
got it down.
It's just some of those words, yeah. That's easy when it's vocals, and if it's only one or two lines, like all she sings is Feeling the Groove, it's Making Me Move. I mean, you don't have so many choices of what the title's going to be, so it's easy.
Well, I have a phone call for you. I'm area code 865. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, I'm a huge fan of Jonathan's, and I live here in the States, and I guess my question is, as I've said, as I listened to all three of the CDs, I see a tremendous progression, at least in the sound, yet I see things that are uniquely the same. I guess I was wanted to ask Jonathan, I mean, going from Lovebirds to VIP to Diamonds, it seems like the first one had its own little sound, and then the second one had its own little sound, maybe a little more up-tempo, and even more so on the third. I guess my question is, do you like to package your CDs in a particular style, mood, or do you tend to just write a lot of singles and try to package those together into what makes sense from a marketing perspective? I'm just curious as to, as your progression, as you've gone from the first to the third CD.
Well, sure. I'll be happy to tell you about that. It's kind of like when I write an album, I try to make an album which has a certain vibe all the way through from the first to the last song. And usually I will, you know, if the CD has 10 or 11 tracks on the album, I would actually probably have written about twice as many. And so what I do is I try to then, you know, gather these 20 songs, narrow it down to 10 or 11, and try to find songs which have a common vibe. Even though if one song is up-tempo or like a ballad, I try to go for songs that feel connected rather than having random songs just because I like the songs. So definitely finding a common thread in the terms of how the songs are written, but also, like, you know, finding a similar sound to it. I mean, with Diamonds, I was fortunate enough to have Darren Ron. He mixed my entire album. I mean, this guy has worked with everybody in the business.
Yeah.
And he just really got my album sounding as I wanted to and had that common sonic thread through it. So, yes, I definitely go for finding something common with each CD I make, for sure.
Well, I tell you, I'm a huge fan, and I love each CD. And, again, they all have their unique character, and I wish you the best of luck.
I sure appreciate that. Thank you so much for
calling
in.
Where are you calling from, caller?
I'm calling from Tennessee.
Okay. So
hey, what's your name?
You got to go to Tennessee.
My name is Mike Neal.
Mike Neal.
Thank you,
well,
Mike.
Thank you for calling, Mike.
All right, thank you.
I sure appreciate that.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right, good night.
But yeah,
all right, let's get
it. As well, so cool.
Yeah, you got fans all over. You got fans all over. Let's get into some music, and I'm going to go ahead and play Fly Away with Jesse J. So this is from Jonathan Fritzen's new CD, Diamonds.
Thank you.
from Jonathan Fritzen's new CD, Diamonds. That was Fly Away, featuring Jesse J on saxophone. Very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Okay, Mike.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jonathan, I wanted to ask you, you know, me and Terry, we love your music, and we just couldn't wait for you to come to the States. Now, you're working with a production company called Sanmar Productions. How did you hook up with them in order to get over here?
Well, Bruce Marble from Sanmar Productions, he reached out to me for about, it was probably like a year ago. I was just finishing up my second CD VIP, and he wanted to check if I was coming to the States. And that was kind of how we started, you know, working together. And so about a year ago, we first met, and then when this U.S. tour came up here, obviously we started working more, and he's been taking really good care of me, helping me out, you know, and just, you know, coming, I mean, even though I'm, like some people might know, I'm half American, my father's from the U.S., but even, you know, just coming to our country on tour, and just, you know, it's different than in Europe or in Asia, wherever you go, and you know, just him helping me out with everything was a great way to make me feel comfortable and just do my thing on stage. So that's how we got together.
Okay. Well, we are talking to keyboardist Jonathan Fritzen. If you would like to call in and have a question for him, please give us a call at 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. So now Jonathan is in the States for four dates. He performed at the Clearwater, Florida holiday on October 17th. On the 22nd, he performed in Massachusetts at the 106.3 Smooth FM's Cool Smooth and Soulful After Work Cool Down. How was that?
Wow.
That was a great time. You know, coming from Florida where it was nice and sunny and hot, and coming up to Massachusetts, I mean, the weather was almost like back in Sweden. It was pretty cool. I had my jacket on. But that was an indoor show, thankfully. But that was a great show. I mean, you know, people were up dancing after the first song, and it was just a party, you know. And I did a lot of songs, and I met a lot of nice people coming out there, and we had a blast, and yeah, it was a very nice vibe in the venue. So,
okay,
wow.
Tomorrow night he will be in Charlotte at Forte, and then on Friday night he will be in Columbia, South Carolina, at the Blue Martini. So, if you're in the area, pick up a ticket and go see Jonathan Fritzen. You will not be disappointed.
Mm-mm, no, not at all. Now, Jonathan, my question was that, you know, coming over here to the States, you know, a lot of fans may not have heard of you. You know, I know, like, me and Terry and some other ones, you know, have heard of you, but do the fans come to you and say, hey, you know, when you first came on the stage or when I first heard that you were coming, I had a certain perception about you, but after the show, you know, they became fans. Have you had that with some of the fans that you've met?
Well, you know, I've definitely met a lot of new fans, people who haven't heard my music or just, you know, heard my name, but they actually didn't know who I was really, and meeting some of those people after the shows who instantly become fans after seeing me perform, it means a lot because it's so different. I mean, it's one thing when you make your records, but it's a totally different thing when you're actually out there performing and meeting fans, you know, like, you know, standing right next to each other, getting that connection, that's a fantastic way of, you know, really communicating your music when you're performing it live right there at that right second. So I met a lot of new fans, but I also met a lot of fans who had driven from other states just to come and watch my show, who have been following me for a few years now, so that was really great meeting them as well, so...
And on top of that, he sold out all of his CDs at the last two concerts, so that was great.
It's been doing great. And actually, speaking of CD sales, my new album, for about 2 weeks ago, it reached the number one spot on Amazon.com's bestsellers in Smooth Jazz. So
wow. That
was really exciting for me. Yeah, that was a great thing. Made me very happy.
I would like to propose that Jonathan move to the States. You know, he could set up out here in California or New York. You know, I'll let him choose. And so we can have him, you know, more often, more frequently.
You know, I'm going to be coming back a lot because I already have a few shows that are basically set for next June 2011, uh-huh. And I might actually be coming out earlier next spring as well. So I'm going to be coming here all the time back and forth.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's good news. That is good news. So, Jonathan, tell us about who's working with you on Diamonds.
Well, Diamonds was a really exciting project for me in a lot of ways, but it was the most exciting in the aspect of the people who I got to work with this time. Because just mentioning a few sidemen, I mean, on bass I have Mel Brown and Alex L. Mel Brown, a great, great bass player. I mean, this is a guy who when I was in my teens, I was watching him and I was astonished by his playing, and now I'm working with him, and I mean that's I have to pinch myself for that. And
wow.
You know, Alex L, great guy. I mean, he's the guy who plays on the This Is It movie with Michael Jackson. I don't know if you've seen that one.
Yes.
Okay.
So I saw that and he blew me away with his playing. So I have to have this guy on my album. So. It was great working with them. And, you know, also like U.S. sax players, I got, well, like we just heard Jessie J. That was absolutely fantastic having her on. She's amazing, really. And Darren Ron played sax. Besides, he mixed the album. So that was a lot of fun having him on. He did a great job both as a player and as a mixer.
Mm-hmm.
And I work with Lila Adele. Again, she's on my VIP album as well. She helped me out with a few vocal tracks. So, and I have a lot of other great players on there. So it was a lot of fun just working with. And so basically, I was sitting in my studio in Stockholm, Sweden, recording the album. And I was working with people all over the country, people with different musicians playing instruments. But I was also working with, you know, Jesse out in L.A., Darren, who is in Colorado, and I had a fantastic Asian sax player who was in Thailand who was recording. So it was literally people all over the world contributing and me kind of getting everything together in my studio back home. So that was really cool.
All right. Well, I want to play my favorite on the CD, Melting. Tell me about this one.
This is one of the nice and slow songs on the album, and it's a great guitar player called Alex Crown who plays on it. He's actually one of my best friends as well. We grew up in the same neighborhood, and you know, we back then it was more playing rock and roll together and doing a lot of other things, and just being good friends. And Both went on continuing with, you know, music as a, doing it more seriously as a career, and now we're working together and, you know, really close friends. So he's featured on that track, and yeah, go ahead and play that one.
All right, this is Melting from Jonathan Fritzen's Diamond CD.
Thank you.
I love that. That is Melting from Jonathan Fritzen's brand new CD, Diamonds. I love that song.
Oh,
absolutely love
you.
That one. Mm-hmm. Okay, Michelle, you have a question?
Oh, I do. I would like to know, who would Jonathan most like to work with?
Okay, like a future collaboration or something?
Yes.
Well, you know, I have already gotten a chance to work with a lot of people who I've wanted to work with for some time, like Jesse, Darren. I had Michael Linkton on my last album, who I love. There are still some people I would love to work with, and one guy I really like is Paul Taylor. I think he's an amazing saxophone player.
And
I would like to work with Marcus Miller, bass player.
Oh, yes.
He's been a fan of mine. I mean, I've been a fan of his since I was 12, 13 years old. And actually, he was the guy who got me started playing bass, because I play a lot of different instruments besides piano. When I recorded my first album, Lovebirds, 2008, I actually played all the instruments myself, piano, drums, keyboards, bass, guitar, vocals, flute, and percussion, and so that was a big project, but I love playing bass, and hearing Marcus Miller just, you know, I remember it so well, because I was 12, 13, I heard him play, and from that moment on, I wanted to play bass. So there was a school spring break coming up, and both my parents are musicians, so my mother had access to some kind of she could basically bring home whatever instrument I would request. So she got a hold of a bass, so I just locked myself in my room for a week, and I just sat there and tried to play the bass, and I got hooked on that. So I would love to work with Marcus one time, and maybe depending on what my next album, which direction that goes, we'll see which players I have in mind to participate on my next album. So
that would be great.
A couple of people in the chat room are throwing out some names, Gerald Albright and Boney James.
Yeah, they're both great players. I would love to work with them as well, definitely.
Yeah.
And Dave Collins is a favorite of mine as well. I would love to work with him. So hopefully sometime soon.
Yes, cool. Now, Jonathan, now you do play multiple instruments. Now, will we see that on your live performance, or are you just going to stay strictly to the keyboard?
Well, I usually stick strictly to the keyboard. Sometimes, if there is an extra percussion set around, like some timbales or something, I would definitely do that and challenge the drummer on a battle, you know, because I play a lot of different instruments, but I was mainly a drummer actually before I really went into piano. I wanted to become the fastest drummer in the world until I was about. That was my goal. So I was doing that really hard, and I actually majored in drums back in high school. But then when I applied for the Royal Academy of Music in Stockholm, Sweden, I was accepted as a piano player, but not as a drummer. So that's kind of where my piano thing really took off. But I still play drums. I still have my drum set, and you know, if I get the chance to challenge a drummer who can play the fastest sometime, if he accepts it, I will do it.
All right. Well, I have a question for you from the chat room. Boney fan Carol would like to know, with you being overseas and you're working with artists like Darren Ron and Jesse J, how are you getting the music to them, and they're playing it and they're getting it back to you, and then how are you guys putting it all together?
It's kind of like this. It's basically all down through the net. I would present the music for them, you know, send them not a finished version of the song, obviously, but, you know, something where they can hear the song, the melody, and get a feel for it. And I'll send that to them. And what they will basically do is they will be in their studios and record sax or guitar or whatever it is they're doing. And when they're done, they will send whatever they recorded back to me through the net. And what I'll do is I'll take whatever they did, you know, add that to my studio setup, to my project. And that's kind of how it works, just sending files back and forth. And it's always nice to be in the same room recording, but obviously since I had musicians from literally all over the world, I mean, I couldn't have traveled to every single continent and place and, you know, actually been there physically and done it. So this is a convenient way. And when working with players of that level, it works extremely well.
That is amazing.
Right. Okay. Now, Mike's favorite song on the CD is Filling the Groove. And if you ask me to play this next, so tell me about this one.
Yeah, that's the first song on the album. And it was actually one of the first songs I wrote for the new project. Well, like I said, I tend to write a lot of stuff when I get back from a trip or something. And when I got back from my Asian tour last year, I wanted to start working on a new album, and I wasn't exactly sure which direction it was going to go in, if it was going to be like a more ballad CD or more up-tempo. And I remember Feeling Groove was one of the first things I wrote, and there's a lot of other up-tempo songs on the album, so that song was just more like a nice, groovy, party kind of, you know, hooky, danceable song. And it features Lila Adele on vocals, who also did some vocals on my last album. And she just came into my studio, added some vocals to that. It was very easygoing, and that's basically, that song came together pretty quick, so it kicks the album off. So please play it.
All right, Feeling the Groove from Jonathan Fritzen's Diamonds.
Thank you.
Feeling the groove. Yes. I like that.
Yeah.
Like that.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Jonathan, does Layla have her, is it Layla? How do you pronounce her first name?
It's Layla.
Does she have her own CD?
Yes, I think she has two or three out, if I remember correctly. Two or three, yeah.
Okay.
So she does. She has.
Look her up.
Yeah, she's great soul R&B flavor to her songs. So check that out. Absolutely.
Definitely. Okay. All right, Michelle, you have a question?
Yes, I'd love to know, Jonathan, who designs your wardrobe?
I'm sorry?
Who designs your wardrobe?
Oh, my wardrobe. You know, that's it's a company called Tarachi.
Uh-huh.
They're based in Europe, and that's basic. That's all I'm wearing for. If you have the album cover there, and
mm-hmm.
they make really cool clothes. I know the guy who designs the clothes there, and you know, he it's very, very personal kind of things, small details, nice collars and small buttons, and, you know, like very, I like details, and he really has a lot of details to his clothes, so I really got hooked on his things, so.
Yeah, I thought you should be on the cover of GQ magazine.
Well, check them out. They're awesome. Tarachi.com. They're really nice things.
Oh,
so
great.
And they're really comfortable.
Like the
they're really comfortable.
I like the outfit that you wore on the VIP cover. That was nice.
Oh, yeah. That was, let me see. What was I wearing then? That was before I started working with Tarachi, actually. I think that was some.
Okay.
I can't remember. But I've always been very interested in fashion since I was 13, 14, buying GQ magazines and stuff like that. So it's been there for a while, that interest.
Mm,
and the haircut is fabulous. I love the haircut.
Ah, thanks. Actually, I just got that change right now. I had that long hair kind of going over my eyes. Now it's pretty short and it's combed straight up instead. So, so it's nice and short for being in the States, because it's warmer here, and I'm really happy with the way it looks, actually. And as soon as we get some pictures up on the website from my shows here, you'll be able to see it. See if you like it.
Okay.
Let me know.
I will.
Okay. All right. Mike, you have any questions? Mike? Okay, I'm going to go to some more music now. Jonathan told us that Undercover is his favorite song on the CD, so that's what I'm going to play next.
Great. Thank you.
That was Undercover from Jonathan Fritzen's brand new CD, Diamonds. Sandy Shore of SmoothJazz.com says about Diamonds, it's shiny, sexy, and captivating. Jonathan Fritzen's new release, Diamonds, is all that and more. WaveJazz.net says Jonathan hit another home run with this one, another CD full of vibrant original compositions. And Bill Green in the UK titled his review Smooth Jazz Album of the Year for 2010, This Way, That Way would sit very comfortably on a Dave Koz album or even a Rickington's album, and that is a song on the CD. Some great reviews there, Jonathan.
Yeah, it makes you really happy when you really, you know, you spend time and you put all your soul and heart and passion into a project, and hearing from people that really like the music and really let you know that they've been moved by the music in a positive way, that it's actually, you know, affecting them, their lives, and that makes me really, really happy.
Okay, Michelle, do you have one last question?
Well, I'd like to know, I want some insider information, so I'd like Jonathan to let us know about his next project, what ideas he may have for it, or, the kind of vibe he may include in it.
Sure. Well, like I said earlier, when I get back from the States, I'm going to be spending a few weeks just in my studio, fooling around at the piano and just kind of see what comes, what happens, and depending on a lot of things, I'm not really sure right now when my next project will be released. In terms of what I will be doing, I have two ideas, pretty different from each other actually. Not sure if I should let the secret out of the bag yet, but I got some really cool ideas going, and kind of like depending on how I'm feeling when I get back home here in a few weeks, we'll see, you know. But I've been releasing one album a year since 2008, and it looks like next year is going to be pretty busy for me. Besides doing shows in Sweden, obviously, I'm going to be coming back to the U.S. in June, maybe even the spring coming up. And I also might go back to Asia as well for a tour. And I actually might even be going to Africa for a shorter tour. So, but when I'm not going to be on the road, I'm going to be sitting in the studio and making music, and so we'll see how things evolve and when I can find enough time to start making another album. So
yeah.
Everything, and when I have any more info, I will definitely be posting it on Facebook and Twitter, so keep in touch there.
I agree. I just love when you chime in and let us know what you're doing.
Absolutely.
So tell us where we can find the album.
Well, you can find it on Amazon.com, and you can find it on the digital iTunes music store.
Okay. And what's your name on Twitter?
My name on Twitter is Jonathan Fritzen. I think it's either one word or two words. It's probably one word, just Jonathan Fritzen. I'm on Facebook and MySpace as well, so you can connect with me there. And my homepage is jonathanfritzen.com. And check that out as well, because there's a lot of pictures there. There are movies, and there's going to be a lot of new stuff coming up with after this tour. I'm going to be posting a lot of new photos and different things there, so check that out as well.
Oh, good. Okay. Do you think, Jonathan, that you may have a music video coming for this album?
And nothing planned yet. I was actually thinking about making one when I was in the process of making Diamonds, but things got really busy because I finished my album, and then there was so much promotion with that, and I was doing touring and and here we are today. So I just haven't had the time to do that, but that is definitely something I would really like to get into more, doing more video kind of things, because I love that aspect as well. So either maybe I'll do something later this year, beginning of next year, make a video for a song, or I'll save it to my next album. We'll see.
Great.
All right. Well, let's not forget that Jonathan is performing tomorrow night at Forte in Charlotte, North Carolina. And then on Friday night, he will be at Blue Martini in Columbia, South Carolina. So, again, can they purchase tickets on your website, or how do they get tickets?
If you want, I'm not sure, but I think those two concerts are actually, I don't think there is any entrance fee. The dates are posted on my website, but there are actually no links to the actual venues. But I'm positive they're all online somewhere. If you just Google that in or whatever.
I don't think it is a fee. I think that the Apple Thursday party that the Jazz Diva throws down, I think they're actually free, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's probably it.
That's the one in Charlotte, Mike?
Yes, that's the one in Charlotte at Forte.
Okay.
So if there are any listeners in that area, please come by tomorrow on a Friday. I would love to meet you. It's going to be a big party, so just come on over and say hi.
All right.
Cool.
Well,
yeah.
Jonathan,
I was going to hit Jonathan up later and everything. Cause I know Jonathan will be coming back to Clearwater next year, like you said, in June, and maybe some other dates. But I have some other musicians that, I know you don't have a do you have a set band or no? You're just using musicians from different regions?
Yeah, that's what we did in Clearwater. I played with actually, I was playing with basically the same guys that Eric Darius usually plays with. He played right after me in Clearwater, so that was a lot of fun. Actually, it was an 8-piece band we did, so we did, drums, percussion, guitar, another keyboard player, bass, and I had two vocalists singing with me as well, so that was really cool.
Okay, cool. Because I got a couple of guys I may want to have to introduce you to once you're traveling the States and everything. Maybe, you guys can hook up and you guys can travel together.
Sure, definitely. I would love that. Send me a link where I can hear them or get in touch with them, for sure, absolutely.
Okay, cool. That'll work. So I'll definitely do that.
Great.
All right. Well, Jonathan, we know you have to hit the road early in the morning for your concert tomorrow, so we're going to say good night to you, and thank you again so much for giving us the opportunity to talk to you again.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I love being back on your show. It's such a great time. So thanks for having me.
Thank you. And Michelle and I look forward to having you on the West Coast for sure.
Absolutely. I'll be there next year for sure.
Okay. I look forward, Jonathan.
You too. And thanks for having me on the show, and good luck with everything, and I'll talk to you soon again.
All right, Jonathan.
All right. Good luck to you as well.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. That was Jonathan Fritzen. His new CD is called Diamonds, and you can pick that up on his website, Jonathan Fritzen, and that's FRITZEN.com. It's also on Amazon.com. I'm going to play a couple of more songs from the CD before we say goodnight. So, Michelle, I wanted to know, what was your favorite song on the CD?
Undercover.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I also love
Dance With Me. So.
Oh, Dance With Me? Well, let's play that next. This is Dance With Me.
Thank you.
All right. That was Dance With Me from Jonathan Fritzen's new CD, Diamonds. I really like his music. Michelle, do you think he's knocking on Brian Culberson's door, or has he knocked it down?
Oh, yeah, he's at the door. He really is. I mean, the energy, you know, the excitement, it's all there. You know, it's hip, it's cool. Oh, I tell you, he is right there knocking at the door.
Now, when did you first hear of Jonathan?
It had to have been, well, frankly, you know, I'm a subscriber to XM Radio, and, you know, they introduce their audience to so many artists that you don't typically hear on the local, you know, jazz stations, because, as you know, so many of the smooth jazz stations are falling by the wayside. You know, they're changing their format. So, thankfully, XM really introduces us to a lot of new artists, and they play Jonathan's music, so I was happy to hear of him, and I immediately, you know, hopped on iTunes and purchased his album, and, you know, I'm a fan. I'm a big fan.
Well, I know when I said I was going to have him on the show, you're the first person I thought about to invite on as a fan co-host. So we're very glad that you were able to do so, and you got the opportunity to sit in with us and ask some questions of, you know, one of your favorite artists.
Oh, yes. And so excited about his music, and, you know, you have our favorite on the CD, but then, you know, as you continue to listen, you're like, oh, wait a minute. I'm digging this one even more, you know, so it's just, you know, you're just rewarded even, you know, as you continue to listen to the music. So it's always like a gift that keeps on giving.
Yes, definitely. Okay, I want to play one more song from the CD. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, Mike? I'm here.
Okay. All right. Yes, I can hear you now. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to play This Way, That Way, featuring Darren Ron. And this is the song that Bill Green in the UK says would sit very comfortably on a Dave Koz album or even a Rippington's album. So this is This Way, That Way. This Way, That Way, featuring Darren Ron from Jonathan Fritzen's new CD, Diamonds. This is a must-have. I highly recommend you get this CD and his other two as well, VIP and Lovebirds. Pick those up as well. You won't be disappointed. Good music, good music. All right, Mike, do you have anything to add?
No, just that Jonathan Fritzen is he's the man. He reminds you a little of somebody, you know, somebody else. But, hey, you know, Jonathan is his own player. But, I mean, Jonathan's coming up. Once Jonathan hits the festival scene, it's over because the boy is bad.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you there. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and close out the show. Let you know who's coming up on Saturday. Again, is that 17-year-old keyboardist Nicholas Cole. Awesome young man. His CD is called A Journey of One. So he will be on Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. And I also want to mention that I received Wayman Tisdale's funk record today, and I'm so excited about this. I've only had a chance to listen to two songs. I listened to the first two songs, and the first one is really funny. So I'm going to listen to this CD tomorrow and play it, listen to the entire CD, and then I will be featuring it on Talking Smooth Jazz. So stay tuned for the date on that, and have some special guests on as well with that. So stay tuned for that, and I'll let you know when that's going to happen. All right, Michelle, thank you again for being the fan co-host.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome, and our thanks again to Jonathan Fritzen. Again, you can see him perform tomorrow night at Forte in Charlotte, North Carolina, and on Friday at Blue Martini in Columbia, South Carolina. So go out and check him out. I'm sure you will become an instant fan,
fan.
So,
And also, we got to thank Jesse J for calling in and talking about working with Jonathan.
Exactly, definitely. Thanks to Jesse J, and I will be sending her a message on Twitter tonight once I get off the air, thanking her for calling in. If you missed that, you have to listen to the show from the very beginning. She called in right just a little after 7 o'clock. She called in and talked with us about working with Jonathan. So you can listen to the archive show and hear her conversation as well.
I was actually going to tell Jesse how pretty she was, but I kind of froze up. So I wanted to tell Jesse, baby, you're fine, woman. But I just couldn't muster up the energy, muster up to the courage to tell her that.
Oh Lord, have mercy, Mike is so. You know what, Mike is all cool and everything during the interview and stuff, but it's like to the end when we get to the end of the show is when the craziness come out. That's when the craziness comes out. Oh my gosh. Okay. Can I close out now?
You can go ahead and close out now. I'm just mad at myself for not doing that, for telling her that she was beautiful.
Crazy.
It's past Mike's bedtime.
Oh Lord have mercy, you are crazy. All right. Let's try this again. Let me thank those in the chat room first. Amazon Princess, Lori, Carol. I'm Sultry, too. Thank you all for hanging out, all of the guests, guest 8115, guest 8934. Thank you for joining us this evening. For those of you listening outside, thank you for joining us as well. To those that call, Jesse J, again, thank you. And Mike Neal in Tennessee, thank you for calling as well. We appreciate you calling in and supporting our show. And, yes, Lori, he is. Lori says you are hilarious. Yes, he is. That's Lori chat room saying that. Yes, he is hilarious. So I will close out the show with another song from the CD. Again, tune in on Saturday for our interview with 17-year-old keyboardist Nicholas Cole. You can find us on Facebook. We have a fan and a group page on Facebook, Talking Smooth Jazz. You can also follow us on Twitter. I am Jazz_Queen. Mike is The Daily Grind, THA. And Michelle, what is yours?
I am Jazz Crazy.
Jazz Crazy, all right. She's Jazz Crazy on Twitter. So check us all out. Follow us on Twitter. And That is it for this evening. So you have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
Michelle.
And Jazz Crazy.
Oh, and Jazz Crazy. Good night, all.
Oh, and we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you on Saturday. Until then, keep it smooth. Up from Jonathan Fritzen's CD Diamonds, this is You'll Be Fine. Have a great evening, everyone.